But today, child abandonment is built into the structure of class. We turn our children over in order to survive. This is Plato's Uncle Critias. Then came, it seems, that wise and cunning man, the first inventor of the fear of gods. He framed a tale, a most alluring doctrine, concealing truth by veils of lying lore. He told of the abode of awful gods, up in revolving vaults whence thunder roars, and lightning's fearful flashes blind the eye. He thus encircled men by bonds of fear, surrounded them by gods and fair abodes. He charmed them by his spells and daunted them, and lawlessness turned into law and order. Unquote from Plato's Uncle Critias. And I have to say, it has occurred to me more than once that their fantasy, these Plato's tribesmen, is to replace those gods on Mount Olympus with themselves. You know, the roar of their thrones overhead that are supposed to inspire fear and dread. What is that, if not wanting to imagine themselves as not just guardians of the whole universe, but rulers over all of us? Now that's insane, and it's beyond misanthropic. I don't have a word to describe that, and yet that is what has been haunting us for centuries. So tell me we don't need our own definitions. We don't even have the words to describe what they're doing to us. We need our own lexicon.